Aleluia, aleluia, aleluia. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. How many has made up in your mind you're going to finish the race? Hallelujah. I didn't get in this to get out. I got in this to stay in. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. I like what I feel here today. Hallelujah. What a beautiful congregation of people here this morning. Hallelujah. When they turn, they change the time on us. And hallelujah, we're waking up in the dark, get ready to come to church. I got to thinking, well, that's gonna let us know where the Christians really are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a house full here today, don't we? Hallelujah. We got visitors here today. We got some visitors here today because they're hungry. They're hungry. And we're here today because we're hungry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus is here today because he's got what we need. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So good to see each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you so much. I want the Lord to speak to us today. I really feel like that we're in the will of the Lord this morning. And I'm trusting that you will yield to the Lord and allow him to do what he wants to do in your life. This is a beautiful day to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be a new creature in Christ Jesus, the Bible says. Don't say anything about signing a card and shaking a preacher's hand. Hallelujah. It's talking about getting something real and alive that'll change you. Hallelujah. How many is glad that Jesus loves you today? Do you feel like Jesus loves you? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of life's greatest revelations that a person can ever have is that Jesus truly loves them. Jesus truly loves them. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. God is love. You look down at the verse 19 of this chapter. We love him because he first loved us. The good things that's happening in our life is not because we first and foremost initiated it, but it is because he loved us. He even loved us when we was unlovable. He was there at times when we did not realize how much he was there. Hallelujah. How many loves Jesus today? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. First Corinthians 13 and 13, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Hallelujah. Three powerful things that was introduced. How many believes faith is powerful? Yes. Hallelujah. How many believes that hope is powerful? Oh, yes. How many believes that love is powerful? Yes. And the most powerful of these three is charity or love. I'm glad that Jesus is in this place today. And he loves us too much to leave us the way we are. He wants something to happen here this morning that will literally change us. Hallelujah. John chapter 3 and verse 16, one of the most beautiful verses in all the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Should. Everybody say should. This is not something that's going to be driven on you. Hallelujah. But it's something that is a great opportunity. For God so loved the world. That's not this planet. That's the human world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever. Aren't you glad it's for everybody? Don't start trying to tell me Jesus don't love you. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. God, we covet your help and your strength today, Lord. We're looking to you, God. We're believing that great and wonderful things are going to happen today, Lord. Hallelujah, because the love of God is present in this place this morning, and we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. God bless you, and you can be seated today. Little girl was sitting in her living room floor painting or drawing a picture. Her dad stopped long enough to ask her the question, said, "What are you drawing?" And she said, "Well, I am drawing a picture of God." And he said, "Well, no one knows what God looks like." And without her even looking up, she said, "They'll know when I get through." Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing to get a glimpse of Jesus. It's a wonderful thing to see him as he is. And I know that his beauty and his glory is so much more than we could ever even imagine. But to see a glimpse of him is life-changing. It's important how we view God. There's all kinds of people that have different attitudes about God. Some people claim that they hate God. They have no time for God. I would suppose that just about everybody in this building has got some kind of picture of God hanging in the gallery of your soul. And you've got a perception of God. I would have to say that most of the time we have some things that are not quite in balance and right when we imagine what God looks like. I do want to say that he's not far from any of us. And I do want to say that he desires to reveal himself to us. He wants to reveal himself in a way that we can believe in him. And have faith in him and know that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. How many is thankful for the love of God? It's been a few years from today that I got a phone call, and a woman in this church asked me if I would go to jail and be with her sister for a while, that it was her birthday. I had a lot of things going on that day, but I made up in my mind that I was going to go to that place and talk to this lady. And so I went there, and immediately it didn't take very long at all to see the type of mind she was in. And it was not good. She was incarcerated, and she was not having anything to do with anybody else in the jail, and she was angry, and she was broken, and she was disappointed, and all of that. She did not have very much to say. She finally did say this. She said, "Brother Hope Copeland said, I am a drug addict, and I'll always be a drug addict. That's just the way that things are going to be." And I thought, when she said that, as busy as I am, and here I am, I have sat outside this jail waiting so long for them to let me in. And now that I'm here, and I'm wasting my time talking to this woman. But it was after a few minutes that I was just grappling for something to say, something to touch her. And I looked her right in the eye. She seemed so untouchable. And I called her by name. And I said, Jesus loves you. Immediately, like a fountain being turned on, tears, salty tears burst from her eyes and run down her cheeks as she began to cry. And in the midst of all of her crying, she said, I don't see how God could ever love anybody like me. That was what was holding her back. That was what was causing her to not recorrect her life and her direction. She was convinced that nobody could love her, that God would never love anyone like her. Jesus loves me, this I know. One of the most fabulous revelations that we could ever get in our life. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of hatred, in the midst of violence, in the midst of what so much of the world has become, I wanted to introduce you to a God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. Hallelujah. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I would dare say that there are many people in our world today that don't come to God. Hallelujah. They don't come to God. They live wicked, mean lives. And they're not living the kind of life that they're living because they're happy. They're not living that kind of life because everything's going great in their life. Hallelujah. Many times it's because they are hopeless in their mind and thoughts. And there is a helplessness that, it's never going to get any better. And they feel that God could never love anyone like them. It's almost like God has given me a task this morning to try once again with everything that I have to let every individual know that's in this building that God loves you, that God cares for you, that the past doesn't matter when it comes to his love for you. The things that he wants to do for you, hallelujah, are not being destroyed except by the fact that you just won't believe that he loves you and cares for you. I want to introduce to you a loving God. I want to introduce to you a benevolent God. I want to introduce to you a merciful God. I want to talk to you about a forgiving God. But most of all, I want to talk to you about a God that loves you beyond anything you could ever imagine. Hallelujah. He loves you. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, true love is a powerful thing. It's more powerful than faith. It's more powerful than hope that God loves each and every one of us. He loves us. Jesus loves me, this I know. And then to really add to it, for the Bible tells me so. Not a greater revelation could be discovered in this world. Hallelujah. There is nothing in life that really should be prized any more than love. Hallelujah. You show me a man that has no love. You show me a man that lives isolated from everybody around him and there's no one there to love him. I can show you a man that is at a point in life that nothing seems to matter anymore. I can show you a man that probably without doubt many times he is very near suicide. A senator collapsed on the Senate floor several years ago and he, after the episode was over, he told the people around him he thought that he was going to die. In fact, he was sure of it. And he said, as I lay there, I thought, here I am. I have lived, and now I'm dying. And I have never had anyone tell me that they love me. You know, to me, that blows my mind. And the kind of home that I was raised in, the Christ that was alive and welcome in our house, and the many times that we told each other that we loved them, and many times when we'd go to bed and the lights would be turned out, it was kind of like just a deal that was there, and we would call out to each other and say, I love you, I love you. To think that a man could live this long and be a senator, and to fall in the floor, and the thing that he's thinking about is, I'm dying, and nobody has ever told me that they love me. Surely every person that's in this building somewhere, hallelujah, somebody has told you that they love you, that they care for you, they are concerned about you. I'm glad that I can tell you that Jesus is love. Jesus is love. For 6,000 years, the devil has strived to convince man that God is not a God of love. Hallelujah. They read in a Bible that they do not understand many times, and they read where God is angry with the wicked every day. And they try to take advantage of that and twist it, hallelujah, to a place that, you know, God's a hateful God and God does not love us. But I've got to remind you that Jesus is love. God is love. For God so loved the world that he gave. Hallelujah. Psalm 7 and verse 11, the Bible does say that God is angry with the wicked every day. But it doesn't say that God hates, hallelujah, the wicked every day. It does not say that God has nothing for mankind. Hallelujah. He is angry with the wicked every day, but it doesn't say that he's in the business of trying to destroy us, because he loves us. He's angry with what's going on in the lives of men and women and boys and girls. He's angry with the wickedness and the perversion and the ungodly attitude that people have. And people hear that and they see that and they, you know, God don't love me anymore. He's not a God of love. You're wrong, mister. He's a God of love. He's a God of compassion. Hallelujah. He's a God that reaches out for us and helps us. He loves the sinner. He loves the perishing. He loves those that are struggling with terrible things in their life. He loves people that are in jail and in prison and will never get out of prison. He still loves them. I said he still loves them. Hallelujah. But the world tries to twist it, even with a preacher up preaching and says God is angry with the wicked every day. Hallelujah. They want to try to take advantage and say, you know, preacher preach like that. He's full of hate. He's mean-spirited. A church that would take a stand against sin and talk about some of the things I've done, they would have to hate me. God is angry with the wicked every day, but it's one of the strongest proofs that God loves the wicked. God loves the wicked. Hallelujah. God has blessed me with 4 boys and now 2 sweet daughter-in-laws. And you know, it's something to raise 4 boys. And I tell you what, I've got the best 4 boys and the best 2 daughter-in-laws that I've ever had in all my life. And I'm really, really happy about it. There was a few times that I did get angry, though. There were times that I got angry. And I felt almost like I wanted the wrath of God poured down in fire. But I really didn't mean that, because I love my boys and my boys love me and they still love me. Hallelujah. And my sister and daughter-in-laws are just looking it over right now. But anyway, as a father, there were times that I got very angry and beside myself. But it wasn't because I didn't care. It wasn't because that I hated my kids. I've never hated my kids. It was because I was very disturbed with what they had done, and I was angry, hallelujah, with wicked things, with anything that was just out of balance, and you know, attitude of hatred. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to tell you, in the truest sense of the word, God's anger
when God speaks of anger, it's not so much focused at the sinner as it is the sin. Hallelujah. You see, it is sin that brings darkness and woe into our homes and our lives and our families. Hallelujah. It is sin that hurts and destroys and kills. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. Much of my life, every time I read that, I categorized it into the future. The wages of sin is death. One of these days, it's going to be payday, and people's going to have to give an account, and there is a truth to that. But it didn't say the wages of sin is going to be death. It says the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right here, right now, somebody can destroy your marriage if you're a mind to do that. And that angers me. Right here, hallelujah, you can lose a home and a future, and everything can be tore up in your life. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait till the judgment. We got people in trouble right now. We got people walking the streets of this city. This city is known for its drugs and alcohol and all this junk that they're taking. Don't tell me that they're enjoying it. Don't tell me that it's the best times of their life. I saw them last night walking in the cold and walking in the rain. Because something has got a hold of them. And in the midst of something getting a hold of them and sin demanding such a high price. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's some people that have got to where they don't believe that God loves them anymore. How could God love me anymore with all the scratches on my face and with all the things that I've done and this thing that's eating me alive? You better believe that God is angry with the wicked every day. But more than that, greater than the anger is the love. Hallelujah, the judgments of sin, the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah, Romans 7 and 13 tells us, sin that it might appear as sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Hallelujah, sin that it might appear as it is. You know what? When you look at sin, you don't see how bad it is. And some of you don't see how good God is. Hallelujah, but they don't recognize the horribleness of sin. And the Apostle Paul cries out, sin that it might appear a sin. Some way if we could get people's eyes open and let them realize, hallelujah, sin is a terrible thing and the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah, and that's why God becomes upset and people don't see the real picture. Hallelujah, sin that it might appear a sin working death in me. I want to tell you, there's people headed to the graveyard. There's young people. It's just a matter of a little more time. They're going to find them on the side of the road somewhere or dead in some motel somewhere. Hallelujah. When there's a God that loves them in spite of everything that they've ever done, there's a God that's here today that's telling you, I can make it right. I can repair what's left. I can save you from your sin because I love you. Because I love you. Hallelujah. God still loves us. And he wants to save each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Mothers make the mistake sometime of telling their children when they get angry with them and they want to correct them. They'll get beside themselves. They'll make the mistake of teaching their kids, if you do that, God won't love you. Have you ever heard that? Don't do that. God don't love people that do that. That is a lie. I said that is a lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A real mother always loves. We've got mothers here today that's facing things with their children, but they love their children. They love their children. Hallelujah. 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 And so it can't be, you know, when they're doing good, oh, you're a little angel and we love you. And when they're doing bad, you know, we don't like you. We don't love you anymore. It would be an on and off relationship. You'd love your children one day and hate them the next. But that's not the way life really is. And that's not the way that God operates. Hallelujah. Let me show you in the Bible the love of God and how it continues to reach, how it continued to reach before Jesus Christ was crucified. John chapter 13 and verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved him, his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. I want you to see that. He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel, girded himself. After this, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Jesus knew very well what was about to take place. He knew very well what was going on, that every one of those disciples, before the night was over, would be offended in Jesus. For some reason or some, you know, they didn't think that he panned out the way they thought it was all going to be. And every one of the disciples were offended in him that night and forsook him. And Judas, the one that sat at meat with him, would be selling him for 30 pieces of silver. And the one which was one of the three of his beloved would be a traitor to him that night. Yet the Bible says, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. The end was coming with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And he kept on loving. And he kept on reaching for Judas. Hallelujah. Even in the garden when they came and surrounded him. And here this man comes, Judas, and kisses the Lord on the cheek. He loved them unto the end. I'm going to tell some of you here today. Jesus comes in your life on and off and does wonderful, kind things for you. He shows his love to you. He shows his mercy to you. His kindness to you. But I want to tell you, one of these days, it's going to come to an end. But he's loving you. He's going to keep on loving you. If you curse and go into the mouth of hell cursing him, he's not going to hate you. He's going to love you. For God so loved the world. There's a mission in Chicago. They were asking about the success that they had, and it was above other places of mission. And the man that was over it said the reason that we have the success we have is we never give up. We never give up. I don't know that about him, but I know about God Almighty. He goes far beyond that. If you go to hell, you're going to go to hell over God's love and God's kindness and God's mercy. Hallelujah. How far God bends and how far God reaches is beyond our understanding. And then it was with Peter also. He had been on the Mount of Transfiguration and now here in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's going to deny the Lord. He's going to swear and curse Jesus and deny that he ever knew him. And after Peter has been denied of the Lord and he's cursed and he's sworn and he's fled into the night with bitter tears to cry of sorrow and regret and spends 3 days of agony thinking, it's over with for me. He'll never have anything for me again. Look at what I've done in my life. I cursed him. I betrayed him. I denied him. And I was one of the three. I'd done it all after that great transformation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Mark 16 and verse 7 tells us, after those 3 days of agony,
that the women went to the grave to anoint the body of Jesus and found the tomb empty and the stone rolled away. And the angel of the Lord appeared and told the women, go and tell his disciples. That's all those guys that got offended and walked out and left him by himself, for them to slap him in the face and curse him and make fun of him and tie him to a whipping post and bring the cat of nine tails down upon his back until it ripped the flesh off the bone. History says he looked more like a beast than he did a human being. And for Judas to know all of that, or rather for Peter to know all of that, and then an angel appears and tells the women, go and tell the disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. Hallelujah. 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 And so I tell you today, it don't matter how bad you've been. It don't matter how bad the things are that you participated in. There's a God that loves you, cares about you. You know, a real mother loves her children more than her children love her. That's right. A mother, a real mother, loves her children more than her children loves her. I love my children more than my children love me. That's right. It's just something about the way that life is, and it doesn't dimension the love that I'm talking about. But I want to tell you, the love of God is beyond anything we can ever imagine. Hallelujah. Listen to this in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 17, if you could get that on the screen. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. What's he talking about? He's talking about the love of God. Yes. That anybody thinks they could put a measuring on it. And to know the love of Christ would be the next verse, wouldn't it? Verse 19. And know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. This is something that can't be taught. It's got to be caught. Hallelujah. But it passes knowledge. To know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power of God that worketh within us. I've spent a lot of my time preaching this service, as a display of God's power and glory, and he's able to do exceeding abundantly. But I'm sure that's involved in all this. But what he's really talking about is the love of God. There's no boundary to it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The apostle is saying here, we don't have the ability to know the love of God. It's beyond us. So don't go jump off of a bridge somewhere. Hallelujah. When God's love is beyond understanding and it still works when you're at your worst, he's at his best. Hallelujah. And so God commands us to do something that is beyond us. And that is to understand and know the love of God. When Columbus landed in America, he did not know that what he had discovered. He did not know it was a vast continent. Hallelujah. He knew nothing of the vast rivers and the great lakes and the valleys.
He did not know anything of the wealth of the minerals hidden in the mountains. He did not know what he had come upon. But that's nothing compared to what I'm trying to get us all to come on today. And that is the vastness of the love of God Almighty. Hallelujah. It would take us all the years of eternity, and we still could not tell half of the love of God that has been directed toward us as human beings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that no one will go to hell because God wouldn't love them. I'm going to tell you that. Some of you think God will never love me again. I'm here to tell you the truth about it. Hallelujah. You'll never be able to blame a lack of love on you failing to be ready when Jesus comes. I'm about to get through. Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 15. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Have you seen a big old guy with something just taunting some little kid, you know, that's just crying for his tractor or whatever it is? You know, he's pushing and shoving and trying to, and that big guy stands there and he's got the treasure right behind him right here. He's holding it behind him. The Bible says, I'm going to take your sins and I'm going to hide them behind thy back. Can you imagine anybody getting anything away from Jesus? He's the King. Hallelujah. He's the great God of heaven. There's none like him in all the earth. The safest place for us to take our mistakes is behind his back. Hallelujah. He's telling us he'll hide those things that we've been involved in. Hallelujah. It's kind of like when Peter was there in that garden and the soldiers were there all around him. Hallelujah. And they were there to take Jesus. And all of a sudden, Peter pulls his sword out. He says, I'm going to do something about this. And he swings the sword and it cuts his ear off. I don't believe that he was that good of a marksman that he just was going to cut his ear off. I think he's going to cut his head off. But thank God it wasn't his head, it was his ear. Hallelujah. And Jesus, or Peter, cut his ear off. And what did Jesus do? Very quickly, he bowed down and grabbed that old bloody ear and dusted it off, slapped it on the side of that fellow's head. Hallelujah. I know none of you have ever needed something covered. I know all of you have been perfect all your life. I want to tell you, there has been times in my life that, man, I thank God, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. God covered the evidence in my life. Hallelujah, God covered it up. God gave me another chance. God gave me another opportunity. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we need to recognize that the Lord forgives. We need to recognize that he loves us. It's not a deal that he's going to have to take a little time to decide whether he loves us or not. Listen to me, sir. He wants to give you the Holy Ghost today. He wants to blot out all of your sins. Ma'am, he wants to give you a miracle that you'll never forget about the rest of your life. We're not here to just have some kind of history story told and we walk out the doors. We're here to see business done. We're here to see a miracle. We're here to somebody to wake up and say, hey, hallelujah, I need a Savior in my life. I need the love of God in my life. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, let's all stand tonight. Stand today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to read one more verse in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Again, it's all about love. It's all about getting a revelation of how much God loves you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, unto him who loved us. It's at the very last of the scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sin. It didn't say unto him that washed us and loved us. You know, that's the way a lot of people would like to do if they're going to try to help somebody clean up. And say that they love them. You know, they want them to clean up first. But here, he loved us and he washed us because love comes first. Hallelujah. Love comes first. Somebody here today needs to get back to a little Sunday school class. Your hair may be white and you may be old. I don't see nobody like that here much. Hallelujah. But we need to find a Sunday school class. Maybe we could put up an old flannel graph board of Jesus hanging on the cross. And then maybe we could sing that little song, Jesus Loves Me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've seen some wonderful miracles here taking place. Just a Sunday or so ago, Richard. We got James over here. Hallelujah. Richard didn't know a lot about this. His mom and daddy years ago raised him up in a old traditional cold church. Somewhere along the way, I don't know his whole story, but he quit going to church anywhere. And it's been fun. He just kind of, you know, he didn't stick with reading the Bible and all that. And so we've been talking scripture, hadn't we, Richard? Things that I thought he would know, the way I was raised all my life, but he's grabbing hold of it. He's so hungry. He's like a big old bass trying to get that lure. And he got the Holy Ghost just a few days ago. His grandson, little grandson, got the Holy Ghost a couple of Sundays ago.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like for you to bow your heads today, if you would. I would like you to bow your heads. I'd like for you to think about how good God's been to you. You know, there's probably people here today, not just a probably, but there's people here today that you may have already experienced the new birth. Somewhere along the way, the love has grown cold and you're not as happy as you used to be. It's not that God changed, it's that you changed. Oh, that love could come in this building like a tidal wave. Hallelujah. Where we could tell everybody, hey, I love you. I love you. I love you. Hallelujah. Never should there be any grudges in an apostolic church. Never should there be any pity parties going on. And never should there be bad feelings toward one another. All right. Hallelujah. Oh, you talk about bad feelings. What kind of feelings did Jesus have when they beat him to the point of death? What kind of feelings did Jesus have when they nailed him to the cross and they stuck a spear in his side and they mocked him and they spat in his face? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what he felt. He felt these poor, darling people. They just don't understand. They don't know. That's the reason he cried out, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And to think that that Christian Stephen had the same strong love that his father had when they were stoning him with those stones and burying him alive and cracking open his face and breaking his bones. And he whispers, Father, lay not this to their charge. Don't do that. Let's think about what can happen if, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus can be applied. I'm begging you today. That's what I'm doing as the preacher. I am begging you today. In fact, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to tell you, you don't need to walk out of this building without God. You don't need to believe the lies of the devil that God don't care about you anymore. He loves you more than we love you, and we love you. But he loves you. It's beyond understanding. Hallelujah. I open this altar today. Hallelujah. Would you answer the call this morning? Hallelujah. You that need the Holy Ghost, would you answer the call this morning? I'm thinking of somebody right here today that years ago I saw a call laid on you and you knew it was God. Oh, God, but you haven't obeyed it yet. Come on, come on. The altar's open. There's a church that'll pray with you. There's a church that loves you. Oh, we care about you. We're concerned about you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy Ghost, come. Embrace us, oh God. Walk along beside us right now, Lord. Oh, Jesus, let your love pour forth. Oh, God, Lord, hallelujah, do it, Jesus. Come on, we need some help. Any of you feel like helping us pray? Hallelujah, come on, come on, we invite you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, in the name of the Lord, 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 in the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Jesus has never forgot one moment of your life. He's never forgotten it. Hallelujah. We forget, but God don't forget. He loves you. Oh, oh, break every chain, God. Break every chain, oh God. Break every chain, oh God. Break every chain, oh God. Oh God, break every chain, Lord. Oh, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He loves you, little children. He loves y'all so much. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy God of heaven, Holy God of heaven. Oh, let her feel your power, your love, your compassion, God. Oh, Jesus, touch these darling children today, God. Oh, hallelujah, come on, come on, come on. Pray, pray, pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Touch it today, Lord. Touch it today, God. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Touch Mother today, God. Touch her, Lord. Let the hand of God be upon her right now. Don't be afraid to pour your heart out to God. He's listening to you. He's listening to you. God, help me, Jesus. Help me with my family, God. Help me with my problems, God. Jesus loves you. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, in the name of the Lord, come on, come on, pray. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray with everything that we have. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, touch this little child. Touch this little angel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus loves you. Did you know that? He loves you. Jesus loves you. He loves you, darling. He cares about you. Oh, come on, the Holy Ghost is falling. Come on, Jesus is moving in this place. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, today is your day to get the Holy Ghost. Today is your day. Because God loves you. He wants you to get it now. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Alabaha Sunday, Alabaka Day, Alabaha. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. You need to pray. You need to pray. Jesus loves you. To really pray, okay? I love you. I love you. God, in your name, I want you to touch him, Lord. Oh, God, let him cry out to you, Lord. Let him cry out to you. Jesus wants to hear you. He wants to hear you. Oh, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Let's pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God. Now I want to. In Jesus' name, we believe it, God. Oh, we believe it, God. We believe it, God. Oh, God, I want you to touch him, Lord. It's so beautiful. Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. Just raise your hand. God, help me, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Don't you feel him touching you? Don't you feel it? Oh, Rio Robo Hosianda Yadabaha Yadabaka Dayadabaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Yeah, that's the Holy Ghost. It's right there. Akondo yarabohosiandai. Oh, riorabohosianda yarabanda yarabakata yarabaya. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, you're close. Come on, cry out with everything you got. Jesus, I need you. Oh, Jesus, I need you, Lord. Come on, that's it. You're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing good. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, yes. Santa Yalabaganda Yalabahana Yalabaya. Come on, that's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that's the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, 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 in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Santa Yaraba, Kanda Yaraba, Hidi Yaraba, Kanda Yaraba. Oh, yes, yes, that's the Holy Ghost. Oh, Kotoria, no, you're not going to be under your love, Hosi, under Yaraba. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Come on, that's it. That's the Lord. He loves you, he loves you, he loves you. He loves you, he loves you, he loves you. Oh, he loves you. Yes, he does. It's right there, yeah. Just let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus. Victory in the camp. Victory in the camp. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, deliverance, God. Deliverance at last, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I praise you. Oh, I praise you. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord.